My name is Katsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on October 5th, 2022, for patient Rudinia S. Kajufa, Rudinia S. Kajuffa. Number one, right renal artery stenosis. As noted on the renal artery duplex completed on 9/9/22, which reveals right renal artery velocities, colon origin of 102 centimeters, comma, mid right renal artery of 134 centimeters, comma, distal right renal artery velocity of 209 centimeters, comma, and RI hilum, H-I-L-U-M, of 68 centimeters. Period. This study reveals hemodynamically significant stenosis in the distal portion of the right renal artery, which would not be excluded given the elevated velocity recorded. Period. This artery stenosis of the renal artery is likely the contributing factor to the patient's hypertension. Period. We will send a referral to Dr. Shimshak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K, cardiologist, for further evaluation of the renal artery stenosis. Period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is well controlled with an A1C of 6.0. The patient is currently taking Rybelsus. However, due to the evidence of proteinuria with a urine protein to creatinine ratio of 538 milligrams, we will add Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams, one tablet daily, for improvement in the proteinuria, renal protection, as well as cardiovascular protection. Period. We will repeat the A1C. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled on the current regimen. The blood pressure today is 125 over 82. She has lost 3 pounds since the last visit. Period. She is euvolemic. Period. This hypertension is likely secondary to the renal artery stenosis. Period. We were able to rule out aldosteronism as well as autoimmune process with a negative ANA. Period. The renin to aldosterone ratio is within normal limits. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 59. She weighs 348 pounds today and has lost 3 pounds since the last visit. Period. She is in the process of undergoing bariatric evaluation with Celebration Hospital for bariatric surgery. Period. Next line, proteinuria, as previously stated. We started her on Farxiga. Period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. We advised her to take the vitamin D3 every other day instead of daily, due to elevation in the serum calcium of 10.1. period. We will continue to monitor, and we will also order mineral bone disease labs, as well as vitamin D125 levels, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with iron saturation of 22%. Continue with the iron supplements. Next line. B12 deficiency. Continue with the B12 supplementation. Next line, edema. Patient is euvolemic. Today, euvolemic, period. We will reevaluate in 4 months with laboratory workup and